Step this way, ladies and gents, will you please? Now, before you move on to the Hall of Kings, I would like to show you the final exhibit in our Chamber of Horrors. Now, just mind yourselves while I pull back this curtain here.
Oh,
there he is. The most infamous murderer that Britain has ever known. The Axeman. He terrorized the good citizens of London for 6 blood-curdling weeks in the year 1922. Well, that's what he used to wear, miss. He was never caught, you see, so we don't know what he looks like. But he always wore black and walked with a limp.
Oh, but how did he kill his victims?
Oh, with an axe, of course. Chop, chop, right down the middle.
Oh, ghastly.
Oh, yes, he was the right one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. And off you go now to the Hall of Kings. Thank you very much. Goodbye now.
Come on, Michael.
Michael, come on. Will you stay here all by yourself now?
Only for 10 minutes, miss. Till the next party comes along.
Oh. Frightened you being with all these wax dummies and things?
No, not a bit of it.
Oh, yes, I better catch up with the party.
Oh, yes, miss, you better step lively. Bye bye now.
Thank you.
My pleasure, miss.
Oh, might as well have a fag.
Wait for the next lot to come through.
Wish I could put my feet up.
What's that? What's that sound? Footsteps. Someone walking with a limp.
Are you with it? Who's there?
It's him.
It's the Axeman.
Revlon, the creators of Batman and Pup, essentially male grooming aids, present Adam Kane in A Light Touch of Terror. Let's find a seat.
Oh.
There we are. Nice and comfy.
Charming, I must say.
Well, what's the matter with you, then?
Didn't knock you onto the bus, did you?
Well, it would have gone if I hadn't jumped on board.
Charming.
You women are always raving all about equality. You've just had some of it and you're moaning.
Men can still be gentlemen. Woman likes a gentleman.
Get away.
Okay, you're impossible.
What are we going to do tonight, then?
I don't know. We could go to the pictures. There's a good one on at the Swiss Cottage Odeon. Spy picture.
You don't fancy the ballet, do you?
Ballet? Oh, I can't go to the ballet with my hair like this. Can I go home and do my hair first?
Let's go to the pictures.
You funny one. But I like you.
Why?
Because you've got crinkly hair.
Oh, well. May as well look at my paper while I've got the shelves.
Today?
Nothing much.
You never told me about your work. What do you do?
I'm a secret agent.
Oh, you're funny. Oh, sorry. What do you mean, Count Conan?
Here. Look at this.
What is it?
Caretaker murdered in Wax Museum. Killed with an axe.
Here. Give me a look at that.
Yeah.
There was this caretaker, Lionel Sturgis, killed with an axe. I was there.
What are you talking about?
This old kid in the paper. I was there when he was murdered.
Oh, dear me, have you got a cold?
How can you tell?
This girlfriend of yours witnessed a murder.
Well, not exactly. But she was there in the Chamber of Horrors just before it happened.
I see. What was she doing in the Chamber of Horrors?
Looking at the dummies, I suppose.
How extraordinary.
Funny business.
The old fella killed with an axe, and the axe man is there in wax.
Axe? Wax? What are you talking about?
Well, they got a dummy of a famous murderer, the axe man.
Oh, yes, yes. I read a book about him. He was around in the 1920s.
You, don't suppose he's come back to life, do you?
I should think that's most unlikely.
Funny, though, isn't it? It's as though the dummy came to life and got up and walked.
I suggest that you come to life and get up and walk right to your office.
No point in that, Viv. I've got nothing to do.
I'll ring Devonish. She'll find something.
Don't bother. I'll go and clear up my desk.
Devonish may want to reach you tonight. Where will you be?
Sitting at home with a nice big scotch.
And a girl.
It was lovely. Sitting at home with my feet up, glass in my hand, and good old Tchaikovsky on the stereo. Nothing to beat it. MI6 was going frantic, trying to find something for me to do. But there was just nothing about. It's hard to believe, but even spies have it easy from time to time. Like I said, I was really enjoying myself. Good drink, good music, and... you guessed it.
Adam?
A good bird.
Why don't you roast chestnuts on the fire?
Tricky.
Why?
We haven't got chestnuts, and we haven't got a log fire. Unless you want to try roasting them on a two-bar heater.
Well, don't be daft.
Funny you seeing that old geezer just before he was killed.
Yeah, strange. That made me go all queer. Oh, I don't want to think about it.
I don't blame you. Are you cold?
Yeah. Can I put one of your jumpers on?
If you like.
In your bedroom?
Yeah, you'll find them in the cupboard.
Right, I'll get it.
Off you go, then. There was no doubt about it. She was a real smasher. Not much between the ears, but that didn't bother me. I watched her as she got off the couch and walked into the bedroom. What a lovely sight. I thought about her for a moment or two, and then I turned my thoughts to Tchaikovsky and lost myself in his music. I thought about the great composers and what sort of women they like. I didn't think about her for too long, though, because my concentration was broken. Broken by a sharp, piercing scream. Hang on, love. What's going on?
Oh,
Adam. Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, help me.
All right. Come on, darling. Pull yourself together.
I saw him, Adam. He was here.
What? Who was here?
The X-Men.
No, love. You must have been imagining things.
I saw him.
Your imagination was working overtime. It's just because of that old bloke and your being there and all that.
He was in this room wearing a black hood.
No. Calm down. Come over here.
What for?
Just come over here with me. Come on. Now, look at this window, bolted from the inside. Nobody was in here. They couldn't have got in.
No, I suppose not.
Yeah, and you were just imagining things, weren't you?
Yeah, but it must have been.
Come on back into the living room. I'll make you some coffee.
Oh, all right.
Come on, hold my arm if you want to. Sorry, love. My char lady, always leaving things lying around for me to trip over. What the heck? An axe.
A joke. A joke in questionable taste.
Oh, yes. I've been laughing all morning. You don't believe me, do you?
I believe you.
I'll show it to you if you like. Bloody great axe.
Oh, do stop going on about it. I've more important things to think about.
All right. Read that.
What?
That.
Axeman strikes again. Second victim murdered in Chelsea. Good heavens.
Last night he killed another person. And last night he was lurking around my backyard.
I hope you called the police.
Of course I did.
I have something here that might interest you. Take your mind off all this nastiness.
What was that?
An invitation to spend the weekend with Sir Mungo Greaves. He's an MP. Got a place in Devon. No, Camden. Very atmospheric.
Well, how does that interest me?
I'd like you to come with me. Nice weekend in the country.
Oh, it's not such a bad idea, but there's just one thing. Jill doesn't want to be by herself over the weekend. I said I'd stay with her.
That's a pity. You would have enjoyed it.
Wait a minute. If I went, couldn't she come with me?
What's her background?
What?
Sir Mungo is a very important man. Can she hold her own with the upper crust?
Her father's a lord.
Oh, really? I'm afraid he did.
Oh, he's got to be so silly, Elmer, isn't he?
A love, a drink, and a song. That's me.
Yes.
Oh, it was very nice of you to invite me along, Mrs. Spencer Dickens. A couple of days in the country is just what I need.
How far to go now, Liz?
Oh, about 20 miles.
And what's he like, this Sir Mungo?
Very charming. Very well bred.
Mungo? That's a funny name.
It's a Scottish name. He's a very important man in the government, so I must ask you not to make any rude remarks about his name or anything else. Just be discreet.
Be what?
Never mind.
I'm sure I like him. I'm sure he's terribly nice.
Richard.
Yes, Sir Mungo.
When is Mr. Spencer Dickens arriving?
Oh, should be any time now. Adam Kane's coming too.
Oh, well, that's a bonus. That makes things very convenient.
Yes, it does.
Go and see that their rooms are made ready.
Yes, Sir Mungo.
Oh, and Richard.
Sir?
Don't forget to sharpen the axe.
You can take the cloth as well, Hobbs.
Very good, sir.
My congratulations to the cook. An excellent meal, Sir Mungo.
Oh, you're very kind.
Did you cook it yourself, then?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Oh, do tell me what you put in the trifle.
I'd be delighted. Oh. Just after we've had coffee. Gentlemen, shall we take our brandy to the fire?
Jolly good idea.
Right, sir.
Hobbs, coffee, please.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
Well, I must say, it's a great pleasure to have you here. We don't see many people in this neck of the woods, do we, Richard?
No. It makes a change to have guests. Perhaps Mr. Kane would like to see my collection, Sir Mungo.
Collection?
Yes, I have some fascinating relics of the Norman Conquest.
Really?
Oh, yes, indeed. You must show him your battle axes, Richard. They're very interesting. Enormous great things. You could break a few heads with one of those,
I'm sure.
If you don't mind, I'll think I'll retire. It's been a long drive.
Oh, you're not having coffee?
No, thank you. I'm not feeling too good. I'd like to go to bed. Excuse me.
Adam, what's the matter?
Oh, he'll be all right. He's just feeling poorly.
I'm terribly sorry, Sir Mungo. That was extremely rude of him. I'll go and sort him out now.
Please, the man's tired. Leave him alone.
Perhaps you would like to see my collection, Mr. Spencer Dickens.
Yes, thank you.
Good idea. While you're doing that, I'll take the young lady on a tour of the kitchen. Come along, my dear.
Just a minute. Come in, old son.
Now, what the devil was that all about?
Eh?
After dinner, walking out now hurts. Now, really, Adam, I'm
sorry about that, Liv. But I wanted to get some information.
Information?
Yeah. I phoned Curzon Street. They gave me some facts about our friend Richard Knox, the battle axe collector. According to head office, he's been involved with the KGB on more than one occasion.
Good heavens. What made you suspect?
The face. I've seen it in our files. I'll never forget her face.
Do you think we've been invited to this place for a reason? Perhaps we'll be whisked off in a helicopter and dropped in Siberia.
I don't know yet. Where's Jill?
She's gone to bed.
Go to her room and stay there, Viv. Don't leave her alone for a minute.
What?
Just do what I tell you.
What are you going to do?
Go to bed. And wait for the Axeman. Everything was dead quiet. I got out of bed, walked to the window and lit the fag. Mist. Lots of it. Sullen grey clouds were silhouetted against the moon, waiting for the sun to rise. Waiting. I was sure he was going to come. But don't ask me why. I fixed my eyes on the grounds below my window, lit another cigarette, and waited.
What's the time?
Nearly 4:30. I'm a fool. I must be waiting up all night for the X-Man. I've been seeing too many films. Hang on. Someone coming. I didn't waste any time. I propped up the bolster in my bed, made it look like a body, stepped back, and waited behind the door. There he was, all dressed in black and wielding a great big axe.
Now look what you've done. Knocked all the stuffing out of the bed. That's right.
I caught him right on the jaw. He swayed on his feet, but only for a second, because I saw the moonlight catch the blade of his axe. It missed my head just by an inch, striking the floor. I only had a couple of seconds, so I used them. All right, mate. It's all over now. Let's get that mask off and take a look at you. Richard Knox. Well, what's it all about, Richard?
I don't have to say anything.
I reckon you've got a lot to say. 2 murders in London and trying to slice me in half tonight. I don't think that's very nice.
Mr. Kay?
Who's that?
Just me, sir. Harvey's the butler.
Cor, what's been going on here?
It's none of your business, old. Get back to bed.
What are you doing on the floor, Mr. Knox?
What's all this noise?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
But just look at this room.
Knox!
Get hold of the local police, Simunga. Tell them we've got the X-Man.
I find this all terribly distressing. I can't believe that Knox was an axe murderer.
He also worked for the KGB some time ago.
The KGB?
The Russian Secret Service, Sir Munger.
Oh, yes. Yes, they're a nasty lot. I can't think. I've known Richard all these years, only to learn he was a spy and a murderer.
You should be careful of the company you keep.
Adam, yeah, you're quite right, Mr. Kane. Well, perhaps the police will be able to get some information out of him. I'll go down to the cellar and...
I think I'd better do that, sir.
I beg your pardon?
He's a dangerous man, Sir Munger.
With respect, I think Adam had better take him to the police.
Just as you wish. Just as you wish.
Come on, Ben.
Oh, yes, all right.
Won't be a tick, sir.
Be careful now, won't you?
We will.
This whole setup is very strange.
How long did it take you to figure that out?
What do you think?
I think Sir Mungo is in with Knox. They set the whole thing up between them.
But why? What's the motive? Those 2 axe murders in London, it just doesn't make sense.
You're telling me, mate.
Do you think Knox is safe in the cellar? They wouldn't have let him out.
Impossible. I've got the only key. Down these steps. Here we are. How's it going, Knox?
Oh, I didn't take my eyes off that door for a minute. Not for a minute, Mr. Kay.
All right. We're taking him out now. All right, Knox. Knox?
He's not here.
Well, Anthony, where did he go?
Begging your pardon, sir.
But
look over here.
What? Good heavens. It's a priest's hide.
Yeah. Leading to a tunnel.
I didn't know about this, Mr. Kane. I swear I didn't.
Where did the tunnel lead to?
Oh, only one place it could lead to, sir. The moors.
Ha!
Don't worry. If he's here on the moors, Hassan will find you. Won't you, Hassan?
Why don't we get in touch with London?
Calm down. I've got everything sorted out.
Look! He's sniffing. Hey, you wanted something, Hassan? He is, by George. In that direction. Come on. Now, where is... Hassan? Here he is.
Come on.
It's no good, Knox. Just stop where you are.
Put the dog onto him.
Right. He's going for him. Hey, he's got him. Good boy, Hassan.
Let's go and get him. Hello, Knox. You've led us quite a dance, haven't you?
Okay, the game's over. On your feet.
Not so fast, Mr. King.
What?
We've got you on the moors now. Very handy place for a murder, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that figures. KGB, Sir Mungo?
Quite correct. A commission to dispose of you, Mr. King.
And those two axe murders in London?
Something Richard and I cooked up. We thought we'd bring a famous murderer back to life. Kill one or two people.
Just for the heck of it.
For the fun of it. And, you tell him, Richard.
A series of murders. The work of a maniac. Adam Kane is going to be just another victim.
Why kill two innocent people?
To confuse the police. And you, Mr. Spencer Dickens. You see, I didn't want to give the KGB a bad name.
An unmotivated killing, like the two others. Where would the police start looking?
They'll start looking right here.
And they'll find what? Two victims of the Axeman. Oh, what's that?
And that's Jill coming, with the police. I've got her to tip them off.
Good thinking, Adam. You forgot about her, didn't you, Sir Munger?
She's got ops with her.
And the police will be coming up behind.
Hello, darling.
Put your gun on them, Hobbs.
Hello, Adam.
Where are the police?
Oh, the police. Oh, they're not coming.
Not coming?
You heard what I said.
Permit me to introduce you to my niece, Miss Jill Greaves.
What?
That's right, Mr. Kane. I'm part of it.
Surprise, surprise.
I've been setting you up all along. A three-way plot.
Blow me down.
Precisely. Hobbs?
Yes, ma'am?
Kill them. Kill them both.
You mean shoot them?
Yes. Now, do it.
Now, hold on a minute. You can't just shoot us in...
Shut up! Richard, Uncle Mungo, you better stand back. This won't be very nice.
Hobbs! You shot me. You...
Don't move, either of you. Mr. Kane, get out of here. Take your mate with you and go and get the police.
Why the change of heart, Hobbs?
I didn't know about the killings. I thought it was all a game. I had to shoot him because sometimes people go too far, don't they?
Hobbs was totally blind to their activities. Just a faithful retainer.
Yeah. I'm glad he did a bit of thinking on his own, though.
What about that girl?
What about her? Murderous little blighter. She killed that old geezer in the waxworks.
Charming. So much fuss and bother just to get rid of us.
They loved it. Every murderous bit of it. Well, I'm off.
Oh, where are you going?
Well, I thought I'd take a stroll down Baker Street. Have a look at Madame Tussauds.
Get out of here.
My name is Adam Kane. Is broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkindale as Adam Kane. The series is written by Dale Cutts, produced by Margaret Heal, and brought to you by Revlon, the world's leading fashion color house, makers of Moondrops, Natural Wonder, and the Revlon Cosmetic Rangers.